Now you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has called the haji there for begging. So these beggars are teaching him how to beg.
Hazrat Maulana, that was indeed very, very interesting. We can continue listening to Hazrat's talks. And Hazrat, inshallah, perhaps if Hazrat is available tomorrow morning, Hazrat, inshallah, tomorrow evening, then inshallah, we could also have a similar program, inshallah, focus more on Makkatul Mukarramah.
Hazrat, I've got a program on yet for the Elizabeth tomorrow, but Tuesday I can accommodate you.
Okay, inshallah, Hazrat, we will be in touch.
At the same time.
Inshallah. Hazrat, just one final request. Yes. We have received news that Qari Ahmed Lokat's father is ill. Perhaps if Hazrat could make
Allah
Ta'ala
give him shifa and all those who are sick and ailing, Allah Ta'ala give them complete shifa from all the sicknesses, diseases, ailments, whether they are in hospitals or homes or wherever they may be, around the world, the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever suffering, whatever hardship, whatever difficulty they are going through, Allah Ta'ala must remove that, whether it's in Africa, whether it is in Palestine, whether it is in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, the Ummat is suffering around the globe. As far as sicknesses, diseases, ill health is concerned, then it is a rahmat also from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The person's sins are forgiven. And if the person is a pious person, then his stages are elevated. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is his wisdom. He knows which route to take a person through. And whichever route Allah Ta'ala takes any person through, it is the best of all routes. Many, many times I have read that beautiful couplet in which it is said, Bekefi me bhi to humne ek kaife musalsal dekha hai. Bekefi me bhi to humne ek kaife musalsal dekha hai. Jis raah se wo le jaate hain, us raah ko akmal dekha hai. Jis raah ko hum tajweez karein, us raah ko asqal dekha hai. Jis raah ko wo tajweez kare, us raah ko ashal dekha hai. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whichever route that he takes a person through, that is the best of all routes. Some people, Allah ta'ala takes them through the route of sabr, that the person is tested with poverty, with weakness, with ill health, with disease, with children who are disobedient, so many things. As long as that person himself is making the correct effort and he is obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in that sickness, in that illness, in that poverty, in whatever it is, he makes use of the means, but still he can't seem to get out of his poverty, he can't get out of his sickness. So then that sabr that he will exercise, inna Allah ma'as sabirin, Allah is with those who exercise sabr. And if Allah Ta'ala gives the person good health, wealth, prosperity, happiness, good children, good wife, good home, then he makes plenty of shukr. He does not misuse and abuse any gift of Allah Ta'ala. Then again, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are going to make shukr, then Allah Ta'ala says, most certainly, definitely we are going to give you an increase. So I make dua, Allah Ta'ala give all those who are sick and ailing complete shifa from their ailments, sicknesses, diseases, and all the difficulties, hardships, and problems. Whosoever is suffering, all mankind, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must remove those difficulties.
Amen. And Hazrat, we also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Hazrat's wealth, Hazrat's family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Hazrat safe. And
Ameen.
As soon as Hazrat
Ameen.
Comes.
I'm desperately in need of everybody's duas too, because that's the only thing that keeps me going.
Alhamdulillah. And Hazrat, inshallah, we request Hazrat also to remember.